I like that song. A few days back, a week and a half ago, we had on the show the State House of Representatives Majority Leader Alec Garnett talking about Proposition DD, which would legalize and tax sports gambling in the state of Colorado. Now, Alec Garnett is a Democrat, and I realize that many of my conservative listeners might not really want or care about a Democrat's opinion when it comes to voting on something. So it's worth noting that Proposition DD, which is the measure that we're talking about, is something that Alec Garnett did, not by himself, Alec Garnett and Pat Neville, the state House minority leader, conservative Republican, did in partnership. They both support it. And I thought it would be useful and important to get it, not only a conservative voice, but on this issue, the conservative voice on the show to talk about Proposition DD, what it does, and why he's for it. So joining us right now, the man himself, Patrick Neville. Thank you so much for being here, Patrick. It's been a little while. Good to have you back on the show.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
So for those who don't know, just give us a very brief thumbnail of what Proposition DD would do if it passed.
Well, first thing Proposition DD would do is actually legalize sports betting through the state through the current mountain casinos that already exist. So right now, I don't think a lot of people realize they can't even offer sports betting even through the casinos in Colorado. So the first thing it would do is legalize it, and then essentially it would tax it at a rate pretty much all their other gaming operations are taxed at, a 10% rate. And then that tax would go towards paying for the regulation itself of that operation, then a little bit of money for gaming addiction, and then all the rest of the proceeds would go towards funding the Colorado water plant so we can actually keep more of our water in our state. So it is tough to explain this because of the way the ballot measure reads. A lot of conservatives see this and they're saying, why are you adding another tax? We're not really adding another tax because right now that is illegal for the casinos to even offer this as a service. So we're legalizing that, and then the tax is just basically like all their other taxes that they pay for all their other gaming operations.
So when you think about this whole issue yourself, and this is almost as much a philosophical question as a political question, Patrick, what do you think about here? And is this for you a step towards freedom? Is it a step towards raising tax money for the water plan? Like, how do you view this in a very big picture kind of way? Why is this important to you?
Well, I think for me, it's just actually just a common sense measure. I mean, I'm not a big gaming guy myself. I don't like gaming or gambling. I think I've gambled 2 times in my entire life and don't enjoy it. But for me, it's already happening. If you look at it, the sports betting operations through offshore accounts is about $150 billion a year industry. So this is already happening. People log in online through either the Cayman Islands or there's some accounts in Thailand, and they do this already. So why don't we just legalize it, bring it into the light, and actually have a common sense approach on how we regulate this and make sure that it's done in a proper manner?
I think a lot of conservatives, when they see the ballot, they're going to see a measure that starts off by talking about this as a tax increase, which it is, although it seems particularly unfortunate and unfair that this thing comes up being talked about as a tax increase and CC doesn't. We can talk about that a little later. How do you talk to conservatives and get them to understand that it's okay to vote for something that starts on the ballot, shall taxes be raised by whatever?
Well, I think it says, shall there be a new tax? And it's really what it is it's a new tax because it's a new product that they can offer. So, it's not like we're raising a tax on what's already happening in the state. We're saying, no, we're going to legalize this and then tax it just like all other operations. So it's not really a tax increase. But the ballot language does start off with, shall there be a new tax? But it's a new tax on something they can't offer yet. So we are legalizing this. Letting them actually offer this service so Las Vegas doesn't have a monopoly on this whole operation. And then from there, I think the money is actually going towards a good cause, and that's the Colorado Water Plan, which is going to help fund you know, the ability for us to actually maintain and keep some of our water in the state, which is a very important subject.
I am unaware of any important group that opposes this. Do you know of any? Like, I'm aware of one really radical environmental group that actually opposes part of the water plan, and so they don't like this. But other than that, I don't know anyone who's against it. Do you?
No, I'm not aware of any significant opposition. You know, I think it's tough just because I can go back to even when Ref C and Ref D passed years ago, and I think there's some confusion there because there's, you know, referendum CC and then now this Proposition DD on the ballot together. And I think a lot of people think that, you know, like decades ago with Ref C and Ref D, they're companion measures when they're not. They're two totally, completely different measures. I am adamantly opposed to CC. I can't stand CC at all.
And right.
I've spoken against that numerous times, but I'm actually for DD. So as you were saying earlier, the tough part is if you read the ballot language, CC sounds like, oh, this is not a tax increase, even though it is.
Yeah.
But with DD, we're actually honest. We say, no, this is a new tax, but it's a new tax on sports betting. If they can offer it, we're going to tax it at this rate.
Right. It's a new tax on new activity that wouldn't be legal without the tax passing.
That's correct. And it's only a tax on the profits from that operation, too. So if you're a sports bettor and you go in and you win $100, your proceeds aren't taxed by this measure at all. So it's taxed based on the casino's profits. So they're really the only ones paying the tax. So just like any other business, you know, their profits usually get taxed. And that's what we're doing here.
Right. And you know what? If they don't want to deal with it, or if the tax rate makes it non-economic for them, although I don't think this tax rate is high enough to do that, then they can just decide not to do it. Nobody's forcing anyone to do anything with this.
Exactly. Spot on.
Okay. So let me ask you one other question as long as I've got you. I'm sure you saw the story, and even if you didn't see the story, you know the issue. In the Colorado Sun, John Frank had a piece a couple of days ago talking about how the big spending legislation that Democrats rammed through and Governor Polis signed in the last session is already proving to cost more than they said it would, especially full-day kindergarten, which I did support while saying that they were massively underestimating how much it would cost right away. So my question to you is, will you use this idea, because I'm going to, by the way, that they massively overspend all the time and lie to us about cost, use that against CC? Look at this. They lie to us all the time, and now they just want to come take more of our money.
That's right. You know, absolutely. I mean, that's what they're doing. They purposely, you know, the governor's office basically sends in the fiscal notes. So they are the ones that estimated the cost on this. And of course, once you subsidize something, you're going to get an increased demand. And that's what happened. And so they're trying to take more of your money to pay for all these different pet projects, and don't listen to them. They're going to say that this is going to go towards roads. They didn't do that when they passed Ref C years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's about a $2.1 billion funding shortfall. And that's part of the reason in DD we crafted it very specific for the water plan and actually put it in enterprise zone so that they can't do that. If they do move that money in DD from the water plan, then that would go back under the Tabor cap, and they would basically lose all that money. But no, you can't trust the radical liberals down in the legislature. They're just spending like drunken sailors, and they're never going to have enough of your money.
Yeah. I mean, at least drunken sailors are spending their own money. Right.
Right.
These people are spending my money, and they're spending my money that they haven't even stolen yet. Now they're going to come back and try to pick my pocket even more. It's like they reached into my pocket, grabbed my wallet, left 20 bucks in. They took out a bunch and left 20 bucks in there. And now they're coming back and saying, I need 10 of that 20. Like, give me a break. I sure hope. Do you have a prediction on CC at this point? It's been remarkably quiet on the political advertising front on both sides of CC.
It has. I mean, I think right now it's 50-50. So, you know, I know the state party's actually got some good material on that. I'm assuming they're going to get that out. A lot of county parties are taking a stand. I think we have a big issue in Jeffco, because Jeffco's basically pushing a CC version of their own just for Jeffco. So that's confusing people even more, because a lot of Republicans, unfortunately, jumped on that bandwagon to try to take more of your taxes in Jeffco as well. So it's 50-50. I'm encouraging people to get out there and talk to their neighbors and work. And I know in Douglas, where I'm at, the county party took a stand against CC, so that you can actually fire up apps and call your neighbors and talk about it. And I think that's important, too, because while you're doing that, also, you could probably pick a local school board candidate and help out your local school board candidate. We've got three great candidates in Douglas County, so why not work now? Let's start identifying those voters now and use that momentum going into 2020.
Patrick Neville, Republican, State House Minority Leader, proponent of Proposition DD, as I am as well. Thanks so much for being with us, Patrick. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Ross.